This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a lot to talk about today. The Supreme Court has ruled against Donald Trump in his decision to end DACA. We'll talk about what happened there. They actually support him, but they don't support the way he went about it. So that's a little tricky. We'll talk about what that means. There's apparently a bridge in Florida that has a big crack in it. People are saying, nah, don't worry, it's not going to break. If this bridge is going to break or go down, this is the year to happen, so I would just fix it anyway. UNLV, my alma mater, finally got rid of their mascot, the Hey Reb. A lot of people are kind of ticked off about that. Other people are relieved, you know, because it really didn't make a lot of sense to us. Actually, from what we understand, it doesn't have Confederate roots. A lot of people just think it, you know, is not really a good mascot. So we're going to talk about that. More information on defunding the police. They had a walkout. A bunch of Atlanta police officers called out sick, and it wasn't COVID from what we understand. We'll give you guys a little bit more scoop about that. And then a lot of Texas restaurants have had to start closing down because they've had spikes in cases. Arizona, again, more spikes in cases. So as you can see, we have a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So have you guys heard of the term vaccine nationalism? Okay, this is really interesting. Okay, we've talked about this on the show multiple times. We've never just given it the term vaccine nationalism. This is the first time I've kind of heard of the term, even though we've talked about this. So vaccine nationalism is every man for themselves when it comes to countries and the vaccines. So if the U.S. government is putting money behind vaccine development for COVID, they're going to want first dibs. And so vaccine nationalism has its roots in whatever country is making the vaccine, they're supposed to get first dibs. Now, something happened with Sanofi we talked about a week or two ago, where Sanofi is being, is based out of, in France. And America had, the U.S. had, I guess, pre-purchased a whole bunch of vaccines. So the French, like, what? Pourquoi? So they weren't very happy about that. So I guess Sanofi had to kind of change their tune. I mean, if your country is developing a vaccine and it's going to go to another country, that's going to tick the other countries off. So this vaccine nationalism could start coming back to bite us. But here's the problem, okay? There are now tons of companies trying to make a vaccine. Moderna, I think, has started to go into phase 3 trials. Moderna is using a synthetic sort of RNA, which will make a protein that will induce the immune system to hopefully recognize the COVID and fight it. And so there's all sorts of cool technology, all sorts of real fancy schmancy things, and it costs money. So for a pharmaceutical company to decide to dedicate a team, dedicate funds, put out all this investment, they need to know that there's going to be money. So what countries have done is said, look, we will pre-purchase these shots. We have a contract with you that once you get it, we will buy these shots. You know, it's funny, a lot of medical suppliers do that for flu. I get ads all the time, or I get emails saying, look, will you sign up and pre-purchase these vaccines? Because they need to know who to sell them to. They need, you know. And so, you know, for a country to do that, that's not bad. I mean, you know, if you're going to need, you know, millions of doses and you want to, you know, protect your country, it's understandable. In fact, if your country didn't do that, you'd be like, what the hell is going on? The problem is what if you're a country that doesn't have a lot of money? What if you are in an underserved country or a third world region? Are you even going to get access to the vaccine? So we're going to need, you know, groups like World Health Organization or some of these other charities and organizations that, you know, do outreach to then buy the vaccines. And the reason why I bring this up is we keep talking about vaccines and reopening and being able to go back to normal, have schools back to normal, being able to go trick-or-treating, you know, this October, and being able to have graduations again and, you know, having family over for Christmas dinner. And everyone goes, well, we're going to have the vaccine, we're going to have the vaccine. I still think we are going to have what's pretty close to a vaccine by the, you know, by the fall. But just because it's in a lab, that doesn't translate into having billions of doses. True, we have about 345 million in America, but we have other countries that want the vaccine too. So if you're a country who's not creating a vaccine, you could be in trouble. And if you are America, which we are, and we decide to price our vaccine high. Now, the Trump administration has said they're not going to interfere with the pharmaceuticals company's pricing, which has kind of drawn a lot of criticism and some debate. And their reasoning is, look, okay, we need to incentivize these companies to make the vaccine. If they think that we are going to price control and they're going to be making, you know, very little, they're not going to buy it. I mean, remember I told you guys that, you know, when we were purchasing flu vaccines for our office, Medicare was paying like 12 to 15 cents for the shot. Well, at 12 to 15 cents, you're taking a loss. So some years we just couldn't buy the vaccine. So you know, you do have to think about, you know, the profit margin. And I know that's not an easy subject. People do not want to play a violin for pharmaceutical companies. But pharmaceutical companies think that they're going to be forced to sell this shot at pennies on the dollar. They're not going to do it. So the Trump administration said we're going to back off on that. However, if they do price it too high, then what happens if nobody then wants to buy their vaccine? And then it's, so there's unfortunately a lot of ramifications that can happen if this isn't done right. And we don't even have a vaccine yet. So we don't even know if the vaccine is going to work long term. So that's kind of where we are with vaccine nationalism. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
All right, guys, we're bad to the bone. We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel who are working the dials. I think it's Daniel today. Sorry, Daniel. Had a rough morning. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so I went to UNLV for undergrad. All right, and UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, I thought was the bomb. I had a great time. Now, I went to UNLV in the 90s. I know I'm in my 20s, but I was really, really young when I went to UNLV, okay? Can we go with that? And so when I went to UNLV, we had the Running Rebels. We've talked about this. Our basketball team was amazing. It had started to, since the 80s, since Jerry Tarkanian was coach, it just exploded into, the place to be for college basketball. And when we made it to the Final Four, we had to play Duke 2 years in a row. We I mean, we made our mark in Vegas. You know, I always say that the Running Rebels, Larry Johnson, Stacey Ogman, Moses Scurry, Anderson Hunt, Bo Bice, David Rice, you know, all of them that were, Anthony were, that, you know, made the team the way they made the team, I think helped make Vegas how Vegas is today. So in the 80s, 70s and 80s, Las Vegas, still gambling town. It was growing and there were more suburbs and people were working. And, you know, my father fixed appliances. So he lived we lived in Vegas. I moved a lot because whenever we lived in Vegas, he gambled and we lost money and then we had to go back to Arizona. So I was born in L.A. So this little Bermuda Triangle we would live in over the past, you know, for most of my childhood. But Vegas was sprawling and it was growing and, you know, the casinos were run by mob and it was, you know, a great town. But then once people really noticed Vegas, and I do credit UNLV for that, it just exploded. We had, you know, Steve Wynn opened up multiple resorts and it grew overnight. And maybe it was always going to, but I will always credit the Running Rebels. So when this was all happening, all right, there was a mascot. And the mascot that was running around the court was a shark because of Jerry Tarkanian, Tark the Shark. That was his name. And we love Jerry Tarkanian. I mean, Jerry Tarkanian, and may he rest in peace. And I love the family. By the way, congratulations to Danny Tarkanian on his election win. Jerry Tarkanian was a god in Las Vegas. And so we had the mascot of the shark. And so here I am, a young UNLV student. All I've seen is the shark. I thought that was our mascot. And then one day during one of the games, there was this man, this mascot with this big mustache and hat that kind of had this kind of 1800 feel. And I'm like, what the hell is that? Who's that? And they go, that's our mascot. And I go, no, 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 our mascot is the shark. They go, no, that's not the UNLV mascot. The UNLV mascot is this Confederate soldier looking thing. Now, I don't know if for sure it was supposed to be a Confederate soldier or not. It looked like a Confederate soldier. I'm like, yeah, but that's ugly. I really like the shark because the shark is cute. The shark was so cute. So the shark kind of persisted on being the mascot in the 90s until Jerry Tarkanian left and new coaches came in. And then you started to see this, hey, Reb. Now, I always thought, you know, being a rebel, being the Running Rebels, I'm thinking like Rev, like revving up, like vroom, vroom, you know, engines. So I never really put it to a Confederate soldier or a mountain man. See, it's not even supposed to be Confederacy. It's supposed to be a mountain man. I guess what happened is UNLV opened up in 1957, okay? UNLV opened up in 1957. In 1867, UNR, the Northern University, opened up. So for the South to finally have its own university, there was this pride, this Southern pride, I guess, in Nevada. The North had the colors silver and blue. The South, UNLV's colors were gray and scarlet. It's not red, but it's scarlet. So I see the whole kind of Southern flavor thing. Now remember, this was 1957. Apparently the mascot at the time was a wolf, but a wolf in like a Confederate suit. And I think it was called Bogard. He might have been like one of the first generals to, you know, fire the first shot in the Confederacy. And I guess that was spawned by, again, the South rising and having a university compared to the UNR up in the North. And UNR's mascot is the wolf. And they're the wolf pack. And UNR is colder and it has snow up there up in Reno because it's northern Nevada. So in the South they had that. And then I guess there was, you know, complaints and people didn't like the Confederacy sort of connotation. So in the 80s, I guess a marketing team came up with, or the gentleman came up with the idea of using like a mountain man. But it still looked a little Confederate. It still looked 1800s. Now, mind you, you know, Nevada was born in the 1800s. So, yeah, I could see why there's that 1800 feel. But this North-South rivalry, you know, has always existed. And so I guess people projected it onto and tried to translate it into kind of a Civil War North-South rivalry. This Hey Reb, again, not the sexiest mascot. I mean, I like the Carolina Panthers. That panther is hot. I like the Patriots, you know, symbol and things like that. So, I mean, for me, I guess I really take a lot with the logos and things like that. So I've never really been a fan of the Rebel guy. And so for years, it's been, you know, well, it looks like a Confederate soldier. Well, it's not a Confederate soldier. Yeah, but it looks like one. So it shows that people don't like it. So in 2015, I went to UNLV and I said, look, okay, you guys also need a new song. So I told you guys about this. In the 90s, it was great in that we had a local musician come up with the Runnin' Rebel Fever song. I got Runnin' Rebel Fever burning up my mind. And it was a great song. I still like it. Runnin' Rebel Fever and I feel so fine. It was a fantastic song. I could still sing it. I don't care how many years old it is. The problem is I went to a game in 2015, and they're still playing that jingle. And I go, you guys need a new jingle. You guys need it. And also, people still don't like that whole kind of Confederate-looking, mountain man-looking mascot. So why don't we change Hey Reb to Rebel Up? Right? Kind of like revving up. We're going to rebel up. The rebel thing still seems to be popular. People like rebel. You could be a rebel. I mean, rebel comes from the Latin term bellum, which is war. And, you know, we Nevadans, we show that this isn't just a gambling town. I mean, we're a sports hub. We're the entertainment capital of the world. I mean, we're rebels. I mean, you know, don't be calling us something that we're not. We will show you that not only do we have our stuff, but we can do it better than any other place, you know, in the world. So I really like the whole rebel concept. We came up with a tune. Jacob Gossel kind of helped with it. Da-na-na-na, rebel, rebel, da-na-na-na, rebel up. Or something like that. So we played around with some things that we could do for sports. And the marketing team liked it. The music director at UNLV liked it, but it just never went. And they kept the mascot and all that. Well, there's been a petition, and with everything going on now, they finally took down the statue. So yeah, some people ticked, some people don't care, some people like me are like, really, that was the mascot? Really? So where does UNLV go from here? Well, you know, people are mad, and people are like, look, why would people be so passionate about it? Because, you know, people are afraid that we're going to erase history, that we're going to rewrite history, that we're going to do what the Nazis wanted to do, where they just, you know, make everything look, you know, use a different filter, although we don't know if our basic history books have a filter of their own. And again, UNLV has nothing to do with the Confederacy. UNLV has nothing to do with the South or Southeast United States or Civil War or anything like that. But the idea of taking something that's been around and been, you know, a part of a unit's history and taking it down because I think people are offended is drawing a lot of controversy. Well, like I said, for me, I never really liked the mascot, so I'm totally fine with a new mascot. But you have other people that really, really liked it. I think what UNLV needs to do, and I think what a lot of places need to do is realize that, you know, times do change, and this doesn't necessarily mean you're going to rewrite history. It doesn't necessarily mean you're against, you know, Southern pride in Georgia and Alabama and Mississippi. You know, Southern pride is Southern pride. That doesn't necessarily, you know, have to do with Confederacy or Civil War or your stance on slavery. But this is what unfortunately has been happening with everything, especially these days. You know, you stand for something and then all of a sudden you look like you stand for other things that wasn't originally part of the plan. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's effort to end legal protection for 650,000 illegal immigrants, rebuking the president in the midst of his reelection campaign. For now, those immigrants retain their protections from deportation and their authorization to work in the United States. Slightly fewer unemployment claims were filed last week than the week before. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes is in Washington.
In the Thursday morning report, the U.S. Labor Department said about 1.5 million laid-off workers applied for unemployment benefits last week, the latest figure marking the 11th straight weekly decline in applications since they peaked at nearly 7 million in March when the coronavirus was shutting down much of the economy. The decline was much smaller, though, this time than in recent weeks.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump is reacting to the police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. The president telling Fox News it's a terrible situation, but you can't resist a police officer.
It's up to justice right now. It's going to be up to justice. I hope he gets a fair shake because police have not been treated fairly in our country. But again, you can't resist a police officer like that.
Atlanta police officer Devin Brosnan turned himself in earlier today. As states begin to reopen from the coronavirus shutdowns, workers aren't as anxious to return to work. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has more.
Half of the more than 1,000 professionals surveyed by the consulting firm Korn Ferry say they're afraid to go back to work, while a quarter of them are skeptical that their company is able to keep them safe. Others found that they are happier working from home or lack the child care to return to the office. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently released guidelines for offices that plan to reopen.
This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I mean, every subject that stirs controversy and debate is obviously coming up in this year and probably decade. I keep on forgetting 2020 is the start of a decade. Some people look at 2020 as ending the teens. I look at it as it's starting the 20s. So everybody's like, man, this is a rough year. Did anybody ever think this might be a rough decade? I just don't know. I don't know what we have coming towards us. But today, every single day there's something that happens. The Supreme Court ruled against the Trump administration effort to end DACA. It's the Obama-era program that offers legal protections to young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children. The court ruled that the administrator's decision to rescind the Deferred Action on Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, it violated the Administrative Procedure Act. Now, the Administrative Procedure Act sets out rulemaking procedures for federal agencies. Now, this decision was 5-4. Chief Justice John Roberts, who very famously, you know, helped redline the Obamacare ACA bill, saying, all right, well, this is how we can make it look legit, and you know, let's call it a tax so it's legal, that Chief Justice. So Chief Justice John Roberts joined the liberal members to author this opinion, and he had said that the Department of Homeland Security move to eliminate the program was done in an arbitrary and capricious manner. But they did not rule on the merits of the program itself. He said, we do not decide whether DACA or its rescission are sound policies. Now, I agree with that. If that wasn't the case they had to review, I get why he said that. He said, the quote, wisdom of those decisions is none of our concern. He says, we address only whether the agency complied with the procedural requirement that it provide a reasoned explanation for its action. So basically, they're saying that DACA might be unconstitutional, but again, based on a technicality, where they find issue with is how the Trump administration went about it. And most of us look at this as a kick of the can down the sidewalk and, you know, and not wanting to, you know, deal with it right now during this contentious time. So, President was pretty upset. He's still kind of brewing over what happened with Neil Gorsuch and the employment discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, which was prohibited under Title VII, again, we'll probably talk about that later also. But Trump said these horrible and politically charged decisions coming out of the Supreme Court are shotgun blasts into the face of people that are proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives. He suggests that the Second Amendment could be at risk if he does not get elected and have a chance to, you know, potentially appoint more justices. He says, do you get the impression that the Supreme Court doesn't like me? Now, former President Barack Obama tweeted 8 years ago this week, we protected young people who were raised as part of our American family from deportation. Today, I'm happy for them, their families, and all of us. So Roberts wrote that when the administration rescinded DACA, it failed to consider the conspicuous issues of whether to retain forbearance, referring to the non-enforcement of immigration laws to remove those with DACA protection, as well as the impact the decision would have on DACA recipients who relied on the program. He said that dual failure raises doubts about whether the agency appreciated the scope of its discretion or exercised that discretion in a reasonable manner. So basically what he's saying, if you're going to make a decision like this, you need to show that you have all this laid out in a plan. That's what he's saying, unless, again, this is just kicking the can down the road. He noted that the administration could have scrapped the benefits provided by DACA while keeping the non-enforcement policy, but instead eliminated all of it without giving reason for ceasing non-enforcement. They said the appropriate recourse is therefore to demand to DHS so that it may consider the problem or remand to DHS to consider the problem anew. I guess that's fancy legal talk for they want them to rethink it. So this program was established through an executive order from Obama that the Trump administration argued was improper to begin with. So that was an executive order. But remember, once you make a law, you can't use the same means to unmake it. And so Roberts made clear that the administration does have the power to rescind DACA. They just couldn't do it in the fashion that they did. I know, that's just kind of, that's how he, yeah, that's what we're paying him for. The dispute, wrote the court, is not whether DHS may rescind DACA. All parties may agree. The dispute is instead primarily about the procedure the agency followed in doing so. So, okay, I come from a family of immigrants, so I am very pro-immigrant. I am very pro having a means to allow people that are here to gain citizenship. I am not for people who have a opportunity to go through the system right, trying to sneak people in or give birth across the border or whatever. I think there has to be some sort of, I mean, we have to do what other countries do, where there are certain protocols that have to follow. Now, you know, maybe it's because, again, you know, my family had to follow all the rules. They had to get the visa. They had to go through immigration. They had to learn the language. They had to take the tests. It was a very long and arduous process to become citizens, but so worth it. So when my father and his family became citizens, it was a big deal. It was before I was born, but it was a big deal. You know, and then I was born and I got to be a first generation American, and so I'm very, very grateful. And so when people look at DACA, again, it's the same thing as when they look at Black Lives Matter. Okay, some people look at Black Lives Matter as, okay, you know, we're also anti-cop. Others go, no, it shouldn't have anything to do with being anti-cop or anti-Trump. We are for, you know, injustice that, you know, happens to, you know, minorities and certain communities. And, and so everybody looks at it differently. So, you know, DACA to me is not deporting everybody. You know, if you're here illegally, you have to leave in 2 days. Is, all right, anybody that, you know, snuck in, all right, you know, you got one over on Obama, but now let's make you citizens. I mean, if you really want to enjoy America and you want the freedoms and, you know, you want the protection and you want the amenities, then now, pooper get off the pod. Either stay in America or not. And if you want to stay, you become a citizen. And so, we all have different opinions on that. Some people say it doesn't really matter. They're here. They're paying taxes by paying, you know, state taxes, a sales tax and things like that. And others say no. If you broke the law, you broke the law. So there's a whole gamut of opinions on the matter. But, did the Supreme Court make a point? Are they trying to prevent a more totalitarian approach to making changes? Or did they pull an Obamacare fix like they did last time where, you know, guys, honestly, this law is unconstitutional, but if you fix it this way, you make it work. Or, you know, guys, DACA does, DACA does, you have a right to rescind it. You just can't rescind it the way you did. So, I mean, is that what the Supreme Court now does? Does the Supreme Court now have to outline exactly how government's supposed to do it? So, it's not shocking to me that was the way the Supreme Court ruled, but it does bring back, again, the subject of how do we approach immigration and how do we approach people that came here illegally? And we haven't talked about it much because borders have been closed while we were dealing with COVID. Now the subject's back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen and Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all. So here's my question to you guys. All right? I mean, I just want to kind of get an idea of how people are thinking. When it comes to the police, Do you think they should strike? Do you think they should just, you know what, I'm going to kind of sit this one out for the next few months and let you all kind of deal with whatever? Do you think they should be defunded? Do you think they should be replaced with community social workers or community advocates? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this morning in Atlanta, at the shift change, apparently a bunch of officers called out, and they called out sick. Now, we don't know how many. It's an undisclosed number. But from what we understand, precincts had to scramble in order to make sure there's enough coverage. And the mayor, who has, I guess, reported that morale is kind of down, said, don't worry, we got this covered. We will have enough cops on for tonight. And so, as you know, the city is kind of, you know, dealing with the shooting of Rayshard Brooks, a 27-year-old black man who was asleep or while he was in a Wendy's drive-thru. And that poor Wendy's getting, I mean, burned down to the ground. It's crazy. But, you know, he was, apparently Wendy's called 911 because, you know, he was holding up the line. And, you know, they called the police to so that they don't take matters into their own hands. Apparently things started to go very, you know, it was very calm. And then it escalated to the point where I believe he might have had a prior DUI or a prior arrest or maybe a warrant. I don't know, but he decided to run, and he had taken a taser with him, pointed the taser at the cops, but he ended up getting shot in the back. So again, it's really hard to tell from the video, and he was killed. And then there's been reports of how that played out as well. So the officers involved, one has been charged with felony murder. I'm not sure what happened to the other one. And now it seems that the other police officers in the department are calling out sick. Either it's in show of support, or they don't want to be in a situation where they have to use lethal force. They don't want to be in a situation where they lose their job. I don't know. But when you see a major city like Atlanta, and you see police saying, nope, not coming in today. When you see what's going on in Seattle with Chaz, you know, or the No Cop Co-op, Chaz is Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Now they call it CHOP, I think, Capitol Hill Occupation Protest or something like that. You know, police officers have a voice. Many of them are very, very against what happened to George Floyd. Many of them are kind of, you know, waiting to see what, you know, if we have all the facts. Many of them are told not to speak out because, you know, there doesn't need to be any more bad PR against the police departments. But all of them, right, have their lives on the line. Every one of them has their lives on the line. And so my question to you all is, what should they do? Should they strike? Say, look, pay us more for dealing with all this. Should they be defunded? If the police department's not doing what they're supposed to for that community, according to the community, should, you know, they get less funding? Should they just, you know, we're going to sit this one out. You guys are on your own. Wait till you need us. Or, according to the mayor of Atlanta, should they still do their job? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, a lot of us doctors, I can't speak for police officers. My grandfather was a police officer. I can't, though, speak for being a modern-day police officer because I'm a physician. And I know, as a physician, many of us during the Obamacare years were like, what the heck are we doing here? If nobody even appreciates us and we're putting our lives on the line and we're getting exposed to diseases, and, you know, we're getting underpaid, and people don't appreciate us anyway. In fact, doctors were getting shot. I've had at least 3 doctor friends in Nevada who have been shot. What are we doing this for? And so, many doctors decide to sit things out. When it came to tort reform, they decide to strike. Some of them said, you know what, I'm closing up my office. Well, some of us, including myself, I'm like, you know what, I don't feel safe. I'm going to close up the office. I'm going to do other things. I'll teach. I'll do telemedicine. I'll just do media. And so, you know, luckily there's still other providers, but we do have a doctor shortage. We do have a medical provider shortage. And at some point, somebody goes, look, you know, I put in my 20 years. I did my dues. I don't have to put my life on the line. And so, I got a note from one of the on Facebook. One of my listeners messaged me and said they've never really utilized the police. They don't know what the police does for them. This is what they said. They said, all right. And so, as far as they're concerned, they don't really see what the big deal is with defunding. You know, all they've ever done is pull them over. Okay. See, the reason why I'm able to go to my car, and I'm able to go to a gas station, and I'm able to, pick my kid up from school or whatever, is because there is this perceived protection that there's cops around, or I could call a cop. If that goes away, I do believe there's chaos, unless we take matters into our own hands. You know, people get so mad when they hear that, you know, an intruder, a burglar gets shot and killed. They're like, all they were going to do was steal. How did that person who owned the house know that? If you're coming into my house and I got my babies and I don't know what your intentions are, you're getting shot. So you have a lot of people out there that are kind of thinking, you know what? If the cops don't feel safe right now, they have a right to protect themselves. They got families to support. They got families. Let them sit it out. And then we'll just have to take care of things ourselves. That's what Chaz is doing. Unfortunately, I don't know if you guys saw this picture. Somebody, I guess, had a tent in that occupied zone. And when they left, somebody robbed their tent. And so when they went to complain, right, because, you know, in Chaz, there's supposed to be this protection, the person responded going, look, you know, I'm sorry it happened. Look at it as a donation to the cause, you know. And so I, you know, maybe people need to miss the police. I don't know. But we also do need reform because, you know, we can't have communities think that we have an entity that can kill them. Or, can use excessive force when it's not warranted. I mean, what happened to George Floyd was atrocious. So, maybe cops sit it out. Let society figure out what they think it needs. But as far as I'm concerned, I am arming up. So you want to mess with me and the family. If I don't think I could call the police, you know, because the police are being defunded, or the police aren't, then I'm going to take matters in my own hands. And I have a right to do that. I have a right to protect myself. You know, this is obviously a topic that is very, 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 very sensitive. And, we have a problem. And we do need to look at what is going on in terms of in-custody deaths. There should be no reason why, you know, not all these people are having heart attacks all of a sudden. Heart attacks can happen, but, you know, there obviously has to be some sort of reform. But these Atlanta cops who said, look, you know what, I'm going to call out, or I'm going to show solidarity, or I'm going to, you know, I mean, you know, they're humans, they're citizens, they do have a right. And if they don't want to come to work, we need to decide if this is how we want our societies policed and protected. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.